As part of our Foodstuffs blog, where we explore food and food culture around the state and the New England region, this morning we talk beer. Joining me now is Kevin Bloom. He's director of the New Hampshire Brewers Guild and lobbies at the State House on beer-related issues. Welcome to Weekend Edition.
Thank you.
It's been a big legislative year for small New Hampshire brewers. What were some of the industry's major goals going into the session?
Well, I think our major goal has been to change the way that brewers operate in the state of New Hampshire, to make it easier for new brewers to come onto the scene. And I think it's proven out since the last bill that came on the scene called the Nano Brewery Bill, which was introduced in 2010. Of the 9 breweries that opened since that went into effect, 8 of them were nano breweries. That's more breweries than have ever opened in the history of New Hampshire.
What is a nano brewery?
A nano brewery is defined by law in New Hampshire as any brewery that produces under 2,000 barrels of beer per year.
Now, you also had a bill in the legislature this year. Can you describe what your goals were with that?
That was HB 253, which has been called the Nano Brewery Plus Bill or the Advanced Nano Brewery Bill. There was an amendment added to the Nano Brewery Bill that made a 4-ounce per serving per label limit on what nano breweries were allowed to sell over the counter. And we'd rather have our beer in pints, and that's what we got. The end result is that we're going to have something very similar to a microbrewery in other states, a brewery with a tap room that you can actually go in and buy a pint of beer at. What we're looking at is a mini brew pub. The result of that is going to be we are going to have an explosion in mini brew pubs in New Hampshire.
A study recently released by the Beer Institute found that New Hampshire had slipped from the top beer-drinking state to the number 2 slot behind North Dakota. Now, what do you make of that?
Well, I read the Wall Street Journal's interpretation of it, and they said that essentially because of the fracking that was going on in the oil shale, there were a large number of blue-collar workers that moved into North Dakota at one time. Now, since this is a per capita sales issue, well, bang, you've got a sudden surge in interest in beer.
And in fairness, New Hampshire often sells a sizable chunk, up to half of its alcohol to Massachusetts, right?
That's correct. And the more we make here, the more we'll sell.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
You can read more of NHPR's food coverage online on our Foodstuffs blog at nhpr.org.